I was not inebriated, but I was awoken very suddenly out of a sound sleep in the middle of the night. I don't know exactly, I think it was about 2 o'clock or so in the morning. So there I was, laying on my back in the dark, in the dead of the night, with my eyes open, and wondering, why am I awake? Because nothing seemed to be wrong. I didn't hear any noise.
Were you tired? Or
no.
You felt like you got a whole night's sleep?
No, I didn't have a whole night's sleep, George. I need to sleep all night.
Yeah. I mean, did you feel like you did, though?
Well, at that point, I didn't... Well, let me finish the story. I mean, I went back to sleep within a matter of minutes. But before I went back to sleep, something very highly interesting happened. I, all of a sudden, seemingly out of the ether, heard a disembodied voice speaking in my ear. Now, the voice was about, you know how it is when you have a small transistor radio and you're listening to a ball game through an earpiece?
Yes.
That's how it sounded, like it was right in my inner ear, but very distinct, fully as distinct as a baseball announcer saying, you know, here's the windup,
mm-hmm.
Here's the pitch. I could hear everything clearly. Well, I heard the voice of an adult Caucasian male speaking normally accented American English. And what he told me was very interesting. He started out this way. He said, the underground bases are real. Now, in that instant, in those first 2 seconds, I immediately had a bunch of thoughts just at virtually, you know, a real high speed. Number one was, from the very beginning, the first second, I didn't think I was hearing the voice of a demon or an angel or God or Jesus,
right,
or extraterrestrials.
Right.
I thought I was hearing, and I still do think, that I heard the voice of a real, live, American adult male speaking to me directly and personally.
Transmitted directly to you for whatever reason.
Yes, that's
okay.
What I thought then, and that's what I think now. Now, as this happened, of course, in that first couple of seconds, the first thing you think is, well, who is this? And immediately you dismiss it because you don't know. I didn't know. And then the next thought you think is, how am I hearing this guy's voice?
Mm-hmm.
And in that instant, I didn't know that answer, but I believe I do now after doing some research. And the other thing that you think immediately is, okay, I don't know who this guy is. I don't know how I'm hearing his voice. Neither do I know why he's talking to me. But he went on to say, the underground bases are real. That was his opening line. Very dramatic, and how could anyone forget that?
Especially doing what you had just done.
Exactly. So, I mean, it was still fresh in my mind, of course. And so immediately, I mean, the context was there for me. He went on to say that indeed there are these underground facilities buried deep underground, that there are people living and working down there on projects and programs, and that the average person would be very surprised to know that all this was going on. But in fact, the average person has no idea. And what he described to me in general global terms was large, high-tech, and, the scope was big.
And worldwide, as opposed to just here, for example, in the United States?
I got the impression that it was more than just the United States.
Okay.
Though the focus seemed to be on the United States, I would guess, because, like I said, the guy talking to me sounded American. As American as you. You're American.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. And was this a one-way transmission, or
yes,
could you talk back then?
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
I didn't say anything. I was scared that if I, not frightened, trembling, but I was thinking at the time that the information was very interesting,
mm-hmm,
and that I would just let it run.
Okay.
That if I would speak, that perhaps I would interfere the transmission of information. So I didn't say anything. So he talked for a couple of minutes, no more than three, I would say, and then he stopped. And I'm lying there thinking, well, is this a mind bender or what?
Yeah, shaking your head probably and tapping your ear.
Well, and then we get back to your question, you know, about being sleepy. I laid there a couple of minutes and decided, you know, whatever. I just cannot resolve this here, laying on my bed in the middle of the night. I'm going to do what I usually do. I'm going to sleep. So I went back to sleep. And, of course, when I awoke the next morning, I remember the entire episode very clearly. And that same day, I determined that I would inquire into this question in some depth. And I've continued doing that to the present time.